This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. We learned this week that the number of new home construction projects rose last month, according to the Commerce Department. The gain was entirely due to apartment and condo buildings, which, you know, is good. More housing is more housing. But demand has been rising for all kinds of homes, not just apartment buildings. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
When people started moving out of cities during the pandemic and into the suburbs, they didn't just push up home prices in those areas.
They also bid up rents in these outlying areas.
That's Brad Dillman, chief economist with Cortland, a developer of multifamily buildings. Those higher rents in outlying areas have provided an incentive to build more apartments.
When we think about where developers might want to build, it's very clear that there's more and more development being pushed into suburban and exurban and even what we might call outer ring type of markets.
Especially in Florida, Arizona, Texas, and other Sunbelt states. John Kirk is managing director of Embry Partners, a multifamily development company based in San Antonio. He says even though renting is getting more expensive, it still beats buying for many people.
You know, people need a place to live and affordability for just to go out and buy a home, the headache to buy a home, the process, the down payment, the maintenance, it just makes it tough.
Kirk says the supply of multifamily units still isn't keeping up with demand, in part because it's been tough to source building materials and because labor is in short supply.
Being a fully integrated development company with our own construction arm, it is hard. We see it and breathe it daily.
But multifamily builders have some advantages, too. For instance, real estate professor Susan Wachter at the Wharton School says lots are in short supply. So
if you can build 4-10 units on a quarter acre as opposed to one unit on a quarter acre, you save, you economize on the cost of land.
Plus, multifamily units are often built to identical plans, says Mark Vittner, senior economist at Wells Fargo.
So you'll see an apartment tower in San Diego that's exactly like an apartment tower in Orlando. That's exactly like one in Charlotte. And so being able to use that model repeatedly across a number of markets helps, you know, to standardize some inputs.
As more multifamily buildings go up this year, Vittner says we can expect rents to stabilize. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.